Oh, boy, I tell you what, man. That 4 days off was beautiful. Not trying to throw it in anybody's face that might have had to work a couple of those days, but Woody, I'm sitting here on a Wednesday night going, damn, I got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So we say good morning, everybody. Hope everybody that did get a little bit of time off enjoyed it, and family was together, and maybe you saw a couple of fireworks and relaxed. We didn't do anything, man. Woody, I know you were out and about, the kids doing some stuff, water parks and stuff, but, man, I did the old guy special. I did a lot of working out, but I also just, a little dinner, but outside of that, Woody, it was nice not to jump on a plane or a car and go anywhere for 4 days with the craziness out there. It really was.
That is nice. And by the way, I would have loved to have done that. You know, a little relaxation.
I know you got a little different situation.
But yeah, it was.
You got the Max machine, man.
Yeah. And we got out to the water park. Omar made it. You know, we went out to the water park yesterday. We had a good time out there. It is, by the way, I know you've been out walking and stuff. It is so hot even at the water park.
All you gotta do is walk. You don't have to run. You don't have to compete in a sport. You're out there
just pouring sweat, right?
Yeah, you will sweat. you will sweat, and hopefully everybody's by now that's lived back here smart enough to understand that it's hot and you got to hydrate. I love when the weather people. I'm watching Julie Durda the other day, and they all do this. It's not just a shot at Julie. But
I know this bothers you when they say to hydrate. I know.
Hydrate, like, duh. Isn't that one of those?
Well, but it's hotter this year. It's hotter this year than it's ever been.
Yeah,
right?
But don't we every summer go, hey, man, you're going to be out and about. It's hot back here.
There's a lot of choices in sports drinks now. Have you seen this? You've been to this the sports drink
now
aisle?
You know I haven't.
So, I don't know if you know this. There's a new Messi sports drink.
Oh, I might have
it's
to try
it. It's called Moss Plus or something.
Is the Messi expensive? Like the one in real life? A little more expensive? Like,
yeah,
hey, you're paying for Messi. Come on.
Yeah, so like a Powerade is like a dollar, right, for like a 32-ounce or the big one. The Messi drinks are usually, I think they're like 2 for $5 for the little bottles.
Oh,
they
God.
Look identical to the Prime drink. They're basically bottle.
Yeah, unless it could help, you know, somebody's kids play like Messi. I don't know about that.
Well,
about
I got to tell you, I don't know who they're marketing it towards, but my 7-year-old, when he saw that big, they had a big stack of it, and they had a pink bottle, said Miami Punch, and it was over from there, man.
Yeah, no, I'm sure.
The Prime is very popular, right? The Paul brother drink.
God, I wish we could call knock 'em out Prime or something. Tastes better. All right. Hey, we say good morning to everybody. Again, we got a lot of news, a lot of stuff to get to here. I start with the Heat today. Caleb Martin ends up apparently, and I love this whole story because I've seen this show before. So Caleb Martin takes a 4-year, $32 million contract and signs with the 76ers. I guess there's some bonuses in there where he can make some more money. So we lose a really good guy. Listen, he was a really good, solid player. Could start, can come off the bench, defends. We've developed his game. We gave him the Max Strus, Gabe Vincent, treatment, and guy went away, and those guys played their minutes here, got better, and then got paid by other teams, right? So Caleb was on that. He opts out of his contract. And so I love the second part of this because, I don't know anything, and I find it funny how things leak out to our writers at the Herald and the Sun Sentinel. Oh, by the way, all he had to do was opt in for 1 year for 7.1, and we were prepared to give him $58 million over 4 years, which is obviously a hell of a lot money than the 32. This came directly from the team. No. First of all, no agent, because I'd fire the agent if I was Caleb Martin. I would be a little salty with to lose that much money when somebody's going to basically make a 5-year commitment to me. When you put it all together, it's a 5-year, $65 million contract, which it's a hell of a story where Caleb was and where he is. Listen, Philly got a really good player. We know that. We've seen the really good of Caleb Martin, who was also, like so many guys, was banged up at times last year. But I love the deal. So right away, Philly gives him this contract, and I went, wow, okay. They had leaked it out that his agent was looking for roughly $15 million a year for Caleb Martin, and he was out there, and it didn't happen. So I went, wow, maybe the market just, nobody was offering close to that. So he decided to go with the 76ers, where they're saying he could be in the starting rotation with the big three that they put together. And I went, okay, that makes sense. But right away, I love how the unnamed source leaked out, because the Miami Heat were getting all kinds of heat for being cheap on a really good guy. This has got somebody at the Miami Heat leaked this out in a heartbeat so they wouldn't take a PR hit on this to let everybody know. We told them all you have to do is opt in for 1 year and play for $7.1 million, and we will give you an extension of 4 year, $58 million, which obviously is a hell of a lot more money. And, I mean, you're basically, Caleb takes him into his early 30s, 32, 33. He can walk away and made a lot of friggin' money. Made, you know, enough to live. We start talking when guys are making this kind of money, unless they're living like they're part of the royal family. They can live pretty well the rest of their life on that if they don't want to work. So, but when I saw this, I thought two things. Well, the Heat didn't want to take a PR hit, so they made sure they leaked out and gave their writers or local beat writers for the Herald and Sun Sentinel this story. And the second thing is, boy, this is a bad look for Caleb's agent that this offer was made. And it just feels like Caleb, that the agent told Caleb, I can get you more money. I can get you more money. And listen, the agent's job is to know the market. The agent's job is to know the market. But we have found out nothing is sacred anymore, not in sports. If you think anybody, and it goes to make one side or the other look bad, it's funny how stuff leaks out when you're leaving town, isn't it?
The market is the market.
Yeah, the market is the market. Yeah, boy. So that were my thoughts right off the bat. Congratulations to Bam. Bam's a winner. He gets that extension, which is no secret. We saw that one coming. 3 year, $166 million. But first, he's got to play for $34.8 this year and $37 million next year. So Bam's got $238 million if you do the math coming in over the next 5 years. And 19 and 10, you know, played 71 games. One of the few guys that played in the 70s last year for the Heat. So made the all-D first team. Has worked on his offensive game. Never going to be one of the top scorers in the league. That's just never going to happen. But Bam is a hell of a player that you want to have on the team. I don't think too many of you would disagree. But I want to get the other part of this. And we got all kinds of stuff, including big congratulations this morning to Tanner Scott, the reliever for the Marlins, going to the All-Star game. And by the way, if there's one guy, and he's it. By the way, he is it for having an All-Star season. It's legit. It's not because you have to have one person, one player represent every team, which is true. But this guy was a legit All-Star. 13 saves as a reliever, 37 games. He pitched in 38 innings, 42 strikeouts, and an ERA of 1.42. One of the best in baseball. So Tanner Scott's had a hell of a year. So congratulations. Probably not going to be here more than the next couple weeks before the trade deadline. That's got Tanner Scott smelling. We're going to get some prospects here. Maybe somebody's top prospect or close to a top prospect, and he's expected to get moved. That's the good and the bad of that. But hey, man, that's pretty cool that he gets to go and made the All-Star game, and so wanted to make sure we got that out there. But I did want to get to this other part. So don't ask me why, but I had some extra time, and I went to Ask Ira on the Sun Sentinel. I'm always curious, you know, what are people saying, man? What is everybody saying about what's going on with the Heat? Looks like they're going to run it back basically with the same team, although Khalil Ware, as you heard Woody in the update, 12 of 21 last night, had 26 points, 11 rebounds. Looked good. I went back and saw the highlights this morning. A nice soft touch around the basket, some dunks. The game before had five or six blocks. So we seen it where it looks like he could get some playing time, right? It looks that way. So anyway, with all this stuff going on, and they haven't made a major deal, and we've gotten a little spoiled that Pat Riley pulls the trigger on a big deal a lot, right? That's how we've gotten a lot of players through the years. And we can go through the list of guys from Alonzo Mourning to Shaq. I mean, we've Timmy Hardaway, you know, LeBron, Chris. You can go through a list of guys to help this team be one of the best in basketball. So I always love it, and we've talked about this last week, Woody. I'm losing faith in – this is from one of the people that sent in a question and a comment to Ira, and Ira loves this stuff. I'm losing faith in the organization. Heat culture doesn't get us a title. Heat fan getting tired of the same old, same old. And I'm like, wow, man, of all the teams – it literally made me go back and look at everything. I know they got knocked out and they were injured last year, and that was a quick in and out with Boston, who ends up winning the championship. The year before, you lose to the finals in Denver. The year before that, Eastern Conference Finals, Jimmy Butler misses that three-point shot, Woody. Am I on to something there, three-point shot? We get swept by the Bucks the year before. They go on to win a championship, by the way. And the year before that, we're in the finals against the Lakers in the bubble. So, two first-round losses to the teams that eventually went on to win everything in the Celtics and the Bucks. And you went to two finals and an East went to the NBA finals, and you went to the conference finals in 3 years. And this guy made it sound, I'm not calling anybody out because I think there's a lot of people feel this way. There's a lot of people now ripping the culture, thinks the team's cheap. That's why the team came out to make, oh, no, we made the best offer of anybody. We overpaid for the guy to get him to come back. And coming back with the same old, like of all the teams in this town that you're frustrated with, and I get it, and part of this has to do with the Panthers winning a championship and going to the finals the year before. I understand, but I was like, wow. You sound a little bit like a spoiled brat with those comments. That was my thoughts.
You know, I mean, look, the Heat have two top 20 players. Is that fair? Jimmy and Bam, right? I mean, that's more than a lot of teams can say, Joe. I mean, come on, man.
I think Bam.
Jimmy's a
Bam
top 20 player. Bam is clearly a top. And Bam's out there running around Team USA. I don't think there's any debating how good Bam is. But,
yep.
You know, Jimmy, if he comes back motivated, he wants to play, we already discussed this, then he's really good. If he doesn't want to play, he's not into it, then you'll get the same product you got last year.
Yeah, by the way, he's I think what I read that he's now eligible for that extension. And we'll see at what Miami Heat.
Well, that was the debate. Do you keep him around here, or do you try to move him, or you know, whatever?
Oh man.
You're not going to get any sort of fair value for him.
Anybody.
If you move Jimmy, you're basically in a rebuild state, though, right?
Yeah. So I'm glad you brought that up, because there's one more. There's a guy out there that looks like a team's trying to move who's pretty good that most fans don't know that much about unless you watch the Utah Jazz play. Let's be honest. The Utah Jazz aren't exactly on TV. That's D. Wade's team. That's right. So the Utah Jazz have a power forward, 7-footer, Lauri Markkanen, he's a hell of a player. He's really a good player. I mean, nobody talks about him, but he's a hell of a player, 27 years old, and it looks like Danny Ainge and Utah want to move him in this move of trying to do what Oklahoma City and some other teams are doing right now, and that is get a bunch of draft picks and build this thing up. We're going to get really good young players. We'll get in a trade, some good young players from other teams that look like they've got some major upside, and we're willing to give up Lauri Markkanen, but we're not giving them away. We're not giving them away, but we'll trade them for the right thing. So, of course, the Heat mentioned with Golden State and some other teams that would be, I guess, the Kings were interested, couldn't get a deal done because they wanted some of the Sacramento Kings' best young players, so they said no thank you. They end up getting DeMar DeRozan. So, I did for a second. I don't know if it's doable. I don't know if they have enough. They want first-round picks. I know they're running out of first-round picks. But Woody, how about Lauri Markkanen playing next to Bam with a little Khalil in there? Not a bad way. Big lineup. I
don't see much happening here, Joe.
No, I don't.
I don't. I mean, I think this is the team you're going to roll with here. But, you know, again, you have two top 20 guys in Jimmy and Bam. You have Terry Rozier, who's a really good player.
Bro, you got to stop with the top 20, though. It's really hard the way Jimmy Butler just played.
Yeah, but you have a team that's going to compete, and that's, you know.
Yes, you do.
For starters, that's a good thing. But, yeah, the Heat are not going to compete with the top teams in the East again. That's, you know, somewhat disappointing. But what do you want to do? You want to, you know, rebuilding, or
so that leads me to the other part of this discussion. This is all parts here to start the six. I don't know why I jumped into this so quickly, but I couldn't help myself.
Well, you're getting baited by these fans that are like, team doesn't compete every year for a championship.
I'm really
it's like
not
a complete, you know, loss. But
part of me, a big part of me, says the team has already said, listen, we're going to come back with this group. If they'll stay healthy, we got a good team. We've got a good team with what we have. They've been good before. We just got to get more games out of them and be healthier around playoff time. And we got to stay away from the stinking 7 and 8 spots where you got to be part of that friggin' play-in late in the year. So it's an interesting one because they're a playoff team. I agree, and the healthier they are, probably the better they'll be. Although, boy, I'll tell you what, you've been watching these NBA shows. They've been ripping some of the – Tyler Hero has just been getting blasted. He's taking the biggest hit by some of the guys about where he is, and the Jimmy Butler and the passion thing has popped up. So it's an interesting one. As we're here in July and just a couple weeks away from the Dolphins, and we got two good teams, man. We got two playoff teams, but how far can they go? The Heat and the Dolphins. How far can they go? Same core back, same core from last year. Can they stay? And by the way, nobody wants to hear it. I know I get tired. I don't want to hear about staying healthy, but they lost a lot of guys, a lot of key guys, and they got hit hard at certain positions that just emptied them out. And the Heat, that was the Dolphins, and the Heat, the same situation. By the time the playoffs rolled around and Jimmy's down, it wasn't just Jimmy, and Duncan's got the bad back, and they literally were down to nothing, man. They were depending on a lot of guys, asking a lot of guys that had big games that just couldn't do it. We've got to go to break here this morning. We've got a lot of stuff to get to here as we continue right after the 4th of July. Man, I hope everybody had a good time out there. Even if you didn't do anything, just to relax a little bit, tear up Netflix, just get after it. Got after a little tequila, tried some new tequilas.
Well, this is like it, right? I mean, this is the last week really before things start to get going here. That Dolphins training camp is going to be awfully interesting.
Yeah, we've got you got one more weekend off.
Yeah, what do you got, like 8 more days or something till rookies report?
Report.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So it's next week.
Then I think the first practice will veterans report.
I can't wait till
24.
Tua reports, man.
Yeah.
It'll be day one. They'll be asking that guy a million questions about his contract.
Maybe that deal will be done by then.
Oh, yeah, they're just waiting. They're hammering it out, negotiating right now.
They're working.
Yeah.
They're working to see if somebody will cave a little bit.
That's nice.
Negotiations, Woody.
I saw Omar yesterday. He's like, I got one more week, man. 1 week to relax.
Oh.
Then it's on.
I think it'll be such a distraction. I really expect it to be done. I don't expect to be hearing Tua Tagovailoa show up the first day of camp, first day of media, with the media where he has to talk and say, we've already agreed we're not going to be able to get a deal done. We're going to play this out and see what happens. That would surprise me the most with Tua Tagovailoa. All right, I'll tell you what never surprises me is your South Florida Chevy dealers. Man, it is so much fun to talk about, so much fun to drive, especially the Joe Tahoe. It's not really a Joe Tahoe. I do own a Tahoe, but yeah, I like a big, comfortable SUV. And your South Florida Chevy dealers, starting with Suburbans, before I even mention the Tahoe, plenty of space, brand new look, the new Traverse also, really nice. midsize. I'll tell you what, it gives you everything you need, right down to a Trailblazer, an Equinox, and a Blazer. You talk about having anything and everything you need when it comes to space, being comfortable. Even if you haven't taken that vacation, it's coming up here in July, August. Might be a great way to go. Try it out. Heck, rent one for a while and see if you like it, and then come home and buy one. New or used, low mileage, we got you covered. Trailblazer, the Equinox, and the Blazer. So much style and substance. Just with their core of six right there. And they've got a lot more stuff. Listen, man, I probably could have started with Silverado trucks today. Boy, I'll tell you what, they are hard to beat. They really are. Strong, durable Silverado trucks. And it's almost like they custom make a Silverado truck that's perfect for you and your lifestyle. Whether it's a full-time working truck, a truck that still needs to get the teenagers around, or just for you, it's just, I want to drive a truck. I don't want to drive anything else. Silverado's got the perfect truck for you, new and used, ready to go. I just say this. We've got convenient locations all over South Florida. We want to invite people down for an hour and a half, take a look, take some test drives, and fall in love. Dade, Broward, even Monroe County, find new roads and fall in love today at your South Florida Chevy dealer. All right, and good morning. Welcome back to work. If you are working, if you're retired, God bless you, man. Stay busy. Tell me what it's like. I'm always wondering. For anybody out there, I don't know why I've been doing this to everybody. It's the worst thing. I don't know why. Why do I do this? I ask every time a guy goes, yeah, I retired here, you know, recently. And I go, hey, man, how you doing? You got to give them a few months, you know, because at first, oh, this is great. I waited. And then, you know, I had my cameraman who said, oh, I'm going to golf. I'm going to have a great time. Next thing I know, he's back and he's working again. I was like, what happened? He goes, oh, I was bored to death. Wife's still working? And I get a lot of that. And then went to a retirement party and the guy goes, oh, hey, man, congratulations. It's great. He goes, I don't know, man. I'm a little worried about this. I'm like, well, that's not what I want to hear. I want to hear, you know, oh, my God, it's great. My wife and I are having a blast. Join the kids and all. Yeah, so if you are, man, don't be afraid to send me a little text and let me know how you're doing in retirement, man, especially if you're kind of new at it within a year. Always curious to see what the adjustment after working your ass off, what it's like. Yeah. And meanwhile, we got a lot of stuff we are going to get to. I got a documentary for you, Woody. I'm bouncing around here on about 40 ounces of Dunkin' Donut
no
this
way.
Morning.
You hate documentaries.
I went and watched, so the other night, I was like, let me give this a shot. So the Olympics are coming up. And we've got the sprints. We look like we're really good for the first time. Jamaica has been kicking everybody's ass for the most part. They have. Damn, Jamaican women are really fast. You know, the other guy, like, is the greatest sprinter of all time. He finally retired. So it's kind of opened the door here a little bit. And I really like the Summer Olympics. Especially track and field. Nothing against all the other events. I'm not, you know, if you like decathlon or you like swimming and gymnastics or just you're about all the star players playing in the NBA and they've got a loaded friggin' team for the basketball. Men's basketball team is just friggin' loaded with great players. That team is, couldn't have handpicked it better myself. That team looks pretty good. Apparently, all the old guys wanted to play. I see Steph and LeBron and all those guys got. No, hell yeah. We all want to play in this thing. So anyway, I don't know if anybody's seen the documentary on Netflix called Sprint. And they got some big personalities. Now, these sprinters are made up a little bit differently. And Noah Lyles is the hot man right now for the United States. 100, 200. The relay, which we always screw up the handoff and end up most of the time we don't even finish because we got four guys that run real fast that can't figure out how to hand off the baton, which is it's kind of been a problem for a while. So they say we got to – anyway, all these personalities of all these different athletes, it was really good, man. I mean, it shows them in the races with for the world championships, and I guess they're going to work their way up. I guess there's some more coming, but and I know there's a zillion documentaries. They're doing documentaries. I see another one's coming out on Serena, finally out of the shadow of Venus, instead of one together. And so they're everywhere. There is a ton of sports documentaries out there. If you like them, they probably got one that's perfect for you. But yeah, I
try to list them all for you in the headlines. You're always telling me how not interested you are in all of them.
Well, I think it's got to be something you kind of like.
Have you watched the tennis one?
No.
Full Swing, I think.
I just like watching tennis. It's all I want to watch. I like Wimbledon. Happens to be my favorite.
You haven't watched the F1 documentary, which is really good.
No, I'm not going to watch that. But by the way, Lewis Hamilton, congratulations, man.
Awesome.
Verstappen finally got him.
Well, I think there's been six different winners of races this year.
Yeah, Verstappen is...
A lot of parity going on.
Probably good for the sport. I don't, you know, this one guy dominating all
the time. But you should watch the show. The show is good for the sport.
I got news for you, man.
I know you're big into guys that run.
I can watch, just like you can. We got a documentary that's for you if you like sports, really. And I'm not sitting here trying to sell everybody on the Summer Olympics, and especially, you know, everybody's favorite.
When does that start, by the way?
Huh?
When does that start? It's going to start soon, right?
July 26.
Hmm.
Going to start just about when old football starts camps, and it'll go for a couple weeks. But you know what?
You probably should have done it now because I don't think anyone's going to care in a couple weeks.
I disagree with that, Woody.
We'll watch the basketball a little bit.
Woody, I got news for you. Swimming and gymnastics will do monster numbers. There will be a lot of women watching, that is. And it will be on prime time for you in the evening to watch. So
swimming is still popular?
Yeah.
Was Michael Phelps going for more gold?
Right. No, I think he's done. I think he finally called quits. But listen, man, I grew up and boxing was huge. And that's back when all the professional boxers went through the Olympics first. And track, the decathlon actually was considered to be the greatest athlete of all time. We've gone through that before. Bruce Jenner and his run and then the basketball from amateurs taking over to just they said screw it, we're going pros, and we came out with the Michael Jordan team and the rest was history. So I wanted to just let you know I really enjoyed, if you get a chance and you like that stuff. You know, Noah Lyles came out and said, why does the NBA always say we're world champions? Remember that comment he made? So I was watching one of them where he said it. He goes, world is when you're the fastest dude in the world. When you win a 100 or 200 or both, now you know you're running against everybody that's fast from every country. And if they're not, they don't get invited to these meets. And do you remember all the NBA guys came out? All of them are like, dude, what are you talking about? We play the best basketball. It is the world. And so I had everybody fired up. And I give Noah, he goes, I don't care what they said. You know, just because it's played in the United States doesn't mean that's world. So he got everything. He got everything juiced up a little bit here. So, hey, Woody, I had company the last 4 days, and real casual, low maintenance company with us. Relative back here, they're gone. Took off yesterday, probably the worst day to take off, right? Fly out of town, but anyway. And there's always something, you know. And so it was my cousin and her husband. I grew up with, year older than I am, and her daughter. And her boyfriend came, and it was fine. You know, we're cool. Like, hey, you guys stay, if it's cool with your mom and dad, stay in a room, whatever, however you're used to it. So I go, he's really, really nice guy, Woody. Really, really nice guy. My cousin's daughter's boyfriend. They've been together a while. So we're sitting out in the back, and they're doing something. So I'm sitting out with my cousin and her husband, and we're talking. And he's tatted up pretty good, including on his face. And I'm not. And he's tatted up the neck, which a lot of guys do the neck now. The neck is, I saw David Beckham. Doesn't he have his neck completely done? But he keeps that pretty face empty.
I mean, David Beckham does, yeah.
Post Malone, Posty. He's tatted up pretty good on the face. And a lot of guys are doing that. Mike Tyson, went to the one of the original, right? Guys,
I don't know if a lot of guys are doing this. I'd pump the brakes on that.
So anyway,
you got to be pretty like secure in your career. So I think, right? Like if you're David Beckham, it's okay to do that.
So you like this. And the reason I bring it up is they're out of town. And it wasn't a big deal. So this is not one of the Joe Rose dysfunctional family stories. It's not that. So we're just talking. Go, man, what a nice kid. You know, you're making small talk. Like, God, he's really a nice guy. Like, really nice to meet him and seems to be. He goes, yeah. He says, we'll see how he does now. They decided to put that friggin' tat right up to his chin underneath, and now he's got it on his face. And I go, well, he goes, well, she likes it, but good luck trying to get a good job with that tattoo. Friggin' guy doesn't have a job. And I was like, oh, boy. And I don't know, Woody. You know, it's one of those, I guess if it's on somebody else, I haven't really thought about it. If it, you know, a lot of guys are, the tattoos are very popular these days.
Well, yeah, but you got to question someone's decision making, right? Like, they show up to a job interview and they got like the Mike Tyson thing going on in their face.
Well, I don't know how people work. The people that make those decisions feel about a guy showing up and, you know, and he's decided he, without thinking about it, according to my cousin, said probably might want to think that out when you don't have a job to make sure. Where you're looking.
I'm guessing the job market is more forgiving now, like with stuff like that. Like, I know that used to be like the big
thing. So I said that. Woody, as a guy always trying to make peace in the fame, I go, yeah, you got to give him a little credit. Like, okay, I'm not a big fan on the face when, you know, but I don't know how it's a lot more normal now. I mean, women are at an all-time high with tattoos. Legs. Shoulders, right? Back. And they're going, yeah, it's fine. All that stuff's fine. But the face, do you really want to? I don't know, man. I don't know how companies feel about tatting up on. But I see guys, you know, with tattoos. You can see them on their hands and stuff and suits. But I don't know. Is the face tattoo?
I always figured to do something like that, you had to be like a David Beckham or something. You know, like.
Well, David Beckham ain't on the face, is he?
No, but he's close. He's covered.
Yeah, no, he got a lot of ink on it.
Messi is, right? Doesn't Messi have him all over, too? But, like, you got to be very, you know, secure in your career, right? If you're pro athlete or something, or
Messi,
you're a musician, like.
Yeah, they don't worry about that stuff. They're not interviewing for a job.
No, that's
just
what
really
I'm saying. Like, if you're not living in the real world, you're one of those people, then, yeah, you could do that, I guess. It's, you know.
I just thought it was weird. We're sitting there, and we got into a
hell, LeBron's covered
tattoo
in
on the face. Yeah.
LeBron's got as many as anyone.
But I don't think, again.
Not on the face.
There you go.
No.
Yeah.
By the way, that sounds like a very unpleasant experience.
What? A lot of guys doing it, man. A lot of young people are doing it. I think a lot of young people are doing it now. Anyway.
They should be advised against it because apparently they can't be removed.
I don't know enough about that stuff.
Well, they can't be removed.
I mean, it did come up and I said.
Burn it off with a laser or something.
I don't know anything about
it.
I do know it's we're running a little bit late here, and I do want to take some time to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. ED and low T, man, if it's happened to you. And by the way, testosterone levels start dropping late 30s, mid-30s for a lot. When you get to 40, you have it. You have low T real bad. And some guys have ED real bad with it because sometimes they go hand in hand. Most of the time they do. So here's what it feels like. No energy level, tired all the friggin' time. You find yourself moody. You don't sleep well and just not working out like you used to and going, I'm not that old. What happened? It just hits you. I mean, it caused a lot of stuff. And the ED, I don't need to tell you, ED, man, sex drive is gone. Can't perform, making excuses. She's making excuses for you. You're apologetic and going, what the hell can I do? I just can't take this little blue pill the rest of my life. What do I do? Atlantic Men's Clinic can take care of all of it for you. That's the best news right here after 4th of July. Atlantic Men's Clinic can take care of it. And if you're going through it like I did, yeah, 6 months ago, man, whoo, I had it. The second half of 66, and I'm going, what just friggin' happened? And I knew something was wrong. I was just tired. Just kind of hit me where I was really tired. I go, man, I'm sleeping. but I don't sleep through the night. And, you know, it's just a lot of bad stuff. And wasn't playing tennis, was sitting around, and I'll start working out next week and this and that. I'm gaining weight, eating like crap. Everything was just bad. I'm going, what's going on, man? Oh, it's just retirement, Joe. It's getting older. This is what happened. Well, listen, I did something about it with Atlantic Men's Clinic. I got great results, and I want to share it with everybody out there, man. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even your 70s, and you're going through it right now and dragging through life with no sex drive and no drive to even work out, schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, a Tina PSA test, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. So, hey, man, six locations throughout South Florida. That first appointment, get it set up. Hear what they have to say. This is what they do at Atlantic Men's Clinic. Damn good at it. Police it to make sure you're doing it the right way for the best results. They police it. Call them today, 877-455-7300, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. Get that appointment set up, and within weeks, knock out Atlantic Men's Clinic with this getting rid of ED and low T today. All right. Hey, good morning to everybody. As we've been all over the board this morning with, by the way, another small note that happened over the weekend. I see Miami's going to have a big three team. Anybody going to go watch? And by, it's going to be in the Olympics too, right? I think 3-on-3.
There is 3-on-3 in the Olympics. Are you talking about the ice cube thing?
Yeah.
They're still doing that?
They're not only doing it, it looks like which, by the way, it makes sense. Have home teams instead of these traveling teams. Have, like, Miami's going to have their own team.
That's going to get you interested.
I don't know. Don't they get pretty decent crowds? Don't they fill up the lower part of it? I don't think it needs to be sold out. But anyway, I think I saw the...
Have you watched any of it?
I watched a little bit on CBS. It's on.
Got
a
contract. CBS?
There. Yeah.
Wow.
What do you got? Oh, you know, you don't have time on the weekends to watch everything.
Bro, I don't have time no matter what. Kids or no kids to watch old guys playing 3-on-3 ball on TV. I mean.
I
know it's the dead of summer here, and it's between that or baseball, but like... I know. Come on, man.
Hey, by the way.
Even your documentary is a little better than that.
I got to tell you, man, real quickly, to a big congratulations for by the way, he was it. There was nobody else. They would have had trouble sending somebody from that team to an all-star game. There was one guy. One guy that was legit, an all-star guy, Tanner Scott. So congratulations to him. One of the best relievers, 13 saves. One of the low ERAs in baseball, 30, I think. Hell, he's been 38, 39 games this year. So congratulations to Tanner Scott. And by the way, it was good just watching some of the show last night as they were letting everybody know who was going to be in the game. But that's a legit and well-earned one on a team that has obviously struggled. And maybe Tanner Scott could be one of the next guys because the teams that – need a reliever or a closer. Again, it'll probably give the Marlins some more prospects, some more young guys, and they'll make the move on that one. But it looks like Tanner Scott will be gone. I can't imagine this team that they're going to keep him around coming off of, two wins and four losses on this last homestand, and they're going to hit the road here. They're off today, and then we'll travel today and get ready for a couple more series before the All-Star break. But, yeah, that congratulations to him. And then also to Bam Adebayo, if you're just joining us. Got that 3-year, $166 million extension. And, by the way, still got 2 years left on the contract for really good money. So he'll make, like, what, 34 and 38 the next 2 years. So he's in pretty good shape. 5 years, if you're looking at the whole thing, $238 million. The money right now in the NBA, God bless him. God bless him. New contracts, the NBA is doing just fine. For all that stuff of I don't watch the NBA and stuff, somebody is because somebody is paying big bucks. By the way, it looks like TNT could be out. Could be NBC jumping back in. And then, of course, ABC and ESPN will get the other part of that thing. So they got all that news. The other part of this thing we wanted to get to here this morning, as we're continuing on, we'll get you caught up on all the Heat news and coming back basically with the same team. And a lot of people seem to really be struggling with this team, and which, by the way, there are a lot of teams in this town would love to have the success of the Miami Heat over the last 5 years. A lot of teams, including a football team, would love to have that kind of success and go a few rounds and get to a finals and get to the Super Bowl or get to a championship round like the Heat have in two of the last 5 years, including the Eastern Conference Finals, where did Jimmy miss the shot to tie or win, Woody? I can't even remember.
I think it was to win. I think he took a three, right?
It was a three.
It was a three. I think he just settled on a three to try to win it. Remember, they were really tired. Kind of a grind-out game. I think he settled on a three to try to win, yeah, if my memory serves correct.
He did go for the win in that one.
Either way, though, man, the fans are sounding very piggish with this team right now. They've been competitive for – Joe, they're competitive every year. I know last year, the playoffs didn't go well, and if they fell short, all that stuff, but –
So the other part of this is some of the teams have made some moves. There wasn't a lot of overall, a lot of free agents in this thing, but
the Sixers keep making moves. The Sixers are going to be really good. The Celtics, are going to be good.
Knicks jumped on it early.
You love the Knicks for some reason. So there's going to be a lot of good teams. Look, the Heat, when you want to put them in that 6 or 7 spot, that's very fair. I know that's what you said. A lot of these things you've seen are doing. That's very fair, right?
Well, their thing has got to be to stay out of those 7 and 8
games,
spots. Yeah, playing is just.
I don't know how they avoid that though, man. Again, unless Jimmy comes back and Jimmy wants to play 70 something games and play his ass off all season, then certainly that's a possibility. I don't know that that's realistic.
It is amazing that we just sit here and go, well, it's really up to what Jimmy Butler wants to look like this year when he comes back and. Looking at not just the playoffs and being playoff Jimmy, which is cool because, his numbers go way up. And he goes, all right, it's playoff time. And now the team's going, that's great. But if we're in a 7 or 8 spot, it's not great. Because we're going to have to play 9 and 10 for these playoffs. And we've lost now 2 years in a row. We've lost the first one of those play-in games. And the first year we had the nice run and got to the finals against Denver. Second year didn't go so well, and we were injured and banged up on top of it. But it's so much more. It's got to be Tyler Hero.
It's not really, though.
It is.
It's not, though, John. Here's the other thing. I can't
imagine. Why do you give Tyler Hero the biggest scholarship in the friggin' world? Why? Why do you do it?
I just think Tyler Hero I think he'd be a good sixth man. But he's showed you what he's all about in the playoffs, man. He's a decent role player. That's all he is. But Jimmy Butler is a star, and I hope that he comes back, hearing all this stuff and comes back motivated. Certainly doesn't seem like he's hearing any of it.
Well, I don't know what he's
well,
hearing.
Well, you can follow him on social media, and you can see he seems like he's doing just fine out there.
Well, he's getting away from basketball. He's got to get, get
I think
get
he,
right.
I saw he posted he was shooting hoops the other day for the first time in a little while, it looked like. But he should hear all this stuff. I mean, he is human after all, right? He should hear all of this stuff. You would think between the Celtics celebrating down here, Pat Riley calling him out, fans are clearly pissed. Like, you would think some of this would light a fire under his ass.
I mean,
it has to.
By the way, people celebrating down here.
That would bother me.
Doesn't bother me. I don't know why it bothers you. Were you out in the clubs and see him or something? I think it bothered
every Heat fan.
That teams are going to start coming down here?
I don't think teams do that. I think the Celtics did that.
Remember when the Giants came down here? The New York Giants came down here to all their guys.
Was that you talking about the boat thing?
Yeah.
That was like they was in the playoffs. They lost the next week.
Does it? Who cares? Who cares if they come down?
I'm just telling you, I think if
you, why do fans care? Does it bother them?
First of all, Boston was talking about the Heat the whole time anyway. But secondly, for them to come down here and celebrate in your city, when Boston, I'm sure, has plenty of facilities, they could have figured out a place to throw a party.
Oh, God.
So for them to jump a flight and come down here, yeah, that would piss you off. Okay. As your chief rival? But you want the Knicks? If the Knicks win, you want them to come down here too?
They're going to come down here.
No, they're not.
They're all going to come down here.
Not.
At some point when the season's over,
maybe it's
they're all
point.
Coming down. But
those
you don't have
guys
a problem
were on
with
a
that.
Plane before the champagne dried, man. Like they were on a plane the next day. Running around your city.
I don't
that
really,
should bother you.
I don't really care. Don't really care. There's a
you
reason.
I think everyone just does that.
Yeah. I could care less. Win. Just win. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing. Just win. Just win games.
I'm trying to find ways to motivate Jimmy.
Jeez.
That's all we're doing here, man.
I think you're trying to get in somebody's head that's impossible to get inside of if you're trying to figure out Jimmy's
Butler. He's one of the weirdest athletes we've ever had down here.
He's a little different.
And not in like a Brandon Marshall type of way, but he's one of the more unusual athletes we've had, right?
No, I don't think it's a mental health thing, no.
No, no.
That's kind of what you're saying. Yeah.
Like Brandon Marshall was just an awful human being, but like Jimmy is just, and Brandon was the same way, like he just couldn't like and crack these guys. Jimmy's a strange dude, though.
Right. Somehow we got with Jimmy and you went to Brandon Marshall.
I'm just thinking of the weirdest guys we've ever had down here. Jimmy's an unusual dude. I like him. I'm a fan of Jimmy. You know that.
You know, it's a good. It is a good thing you go from this show and go home to your kids and then come back here and you don't get out and about. It really is.
Why, are you going to see Brandon Marshall
No,
today?
No. I did run into him, though.
Did
I
you?
I just started laughing. I did.
Were you nice to him?
I got my blood test done.
Were you nice to him when
and
you
he
saw
was,
him?
He was. Have you noticed he's just kind of disappeared? Anybody?
Well, yeah, because I think he's bankrupt.
I wonder how.
Didn't he destroy that podcast and end
up know.
Bankrupt?
How do you think he feels, though, that he told those guys, hey, I'm going in a different direction. You guys are done. And they go, okay, we're going to go out and make a ton of money, and you're not.
No, Brandon sure showed them.
Oh, boy, did he. All right, hey, listen, we've got to go to break here, Woody. God, we're running late. I have got a lot of stuff to get to here as we continue on here on a Monday. Want to take a second before we hit the 7 o'clock hour, and boy, it's right here. Chev, the CEO of Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. Well, I'll tell you what, I just call them Loctite, and Loctite is special, and they're ready to take great care of you, man. Got some great deals. Hurricane season is officially here. We got the first one flying around over there in Texas right now, destroying some islands. Man, just protect your home. All we have to really do is protect our homes, man. And if you don't have Impact Windows and Doors, and if you have a roof that's probably not strong enough and you know it, call the good folks at Loctite. They'll take great care of you. They got some great programs for you. 100% financing, zero down. Impact Windows and Roofing, no interest, no payments for a year. They do it all. And by the way, just great people working there. Tile, shingle, metal flat, whatever kind of roof you're looking for. Getting those windows in. You've been talking about that. You can Impact Windows as low as $6 per month per window installed. Man, don't wait for the storm. Don't wait. Get it done. They're making it real affordable for you right now with great people, very competitive prices, using the best material to make sure you are taken care of and do it quickly. Covering all of South Florida, Dave Broward and Palm Beach County, Loctite takes care of all the permits, HOA approvals. You don't have to worry about any of that, and it can be a pain to get through, man. If you got one of those crazy HOAs out there, you don't have to worry about it. They'll take care of everything. Hey, call them now, 954-500-LOCK. Have them come take a look and tell you what they can do for you. That's 954-500-LOCK, 954-500-LOCK. Loctite, ready to help you. Chev and the gang over there, give them a call today. Rid of ED and low T today. All right. Hey, good morning to everybody. As we've been all over the board this morning with, by the way, another small note that happened over the weekend. I see Miami's going to have a big three team. Anybody going to go watch? And it's going to be in the Olympics too, right? I think 3-on-3.
There is 3-on-3 in the Olympics. Are you talking about the ice cube thing?
Yeah.
They're still doing that?
They're not only doing it, it looks like which, by the way, it makes sense. Have home teams instead of these traveling teams. Have, like, Miami's going to have their own team. They're
gonna
that's
going to get you interested.
I don't know. Don't they get pretty decent crowds? Don't they fill up the lower part of it? I don't think it needs to be sold out. But anyway, I think I saw the...
Have you watched any of it?
I watched a little bit on CBS. It's on.
It's on CBS?
Yeah.
Wow.
What do you got? Oh, you know, you don't have time on the weekends to watch everything.
Bro, I don't have time no matter what, kids or no kids, to watch old guys playing 3-on-3 ball on TV. I mean.
I know
it's the dead of summer here, and it's between that or baseball, but like, I know. Come on, man.
Hey, by the way.
Even your documentary is a little better than that.
I got to tell you, man, real quickly, to a big congratulations for by the way, he was it. There was nobody else. They would have had trouble sending somebody from that team to an all-star game. There was one guy. One guy that was legit, an all-star guy, Tanner Scott. So congratulations to him. One of the best relievers, 13 saves, one of the low ERAs in baseball, 38, 39 games this year. So congratulations to Tanner Scott. And by the way, it was good just watching some of the show last night as they were letting everybody know who was going to be in the game. But that's a legit and well-earned one on a team that has obviously struggled. And maybe Tanner Scott could be one of the next guys because the teams that need a reliever or a closer, again, I'll probably give the Marlins some more prospects, some more young guys, and they'll make the move on that one. But it looks like Tanner Scott will be gone. I can't imagine this team that they're going to keep him around coming off of, 2 wins and 4 losses on this last homestand, and they're going to hit the road here. They're off today, and then we'll travel today and get ready for couple more series before the All-Star break. But yeah, that congratulations to him. And then also to Bam Adebayo, if you're just joining us. Got that 3-year, $166 million extension. And by the way, still got 2 years left on the contract for really good money. So he'll make like, what, 34 and 38 the next 2 years. So he's in pretty good shape. 5 years, if you're looking at the whole thing, $238 million. The money right now in the NBA, God bless them. New contracts, the NBA is doing just fine. For all that stuff of I don't watch the NBA and stuff, somebody is, because somebody is paying big bucks. By the way, it looks like TNT could be out. Could be NBC jumping back in. And then, of course, ABC and ESPN will get the other part of that thing. So they got all that news. The other part of this thing we wanted to get to here this morning as we're continuing on, we'll get you caught up on all the Heat news and coming back basically with the same team. And a lot of people seem to really be struggling with this team. And which, by the way, there are a lot of teams in this town would love to have the success of the Miami Heat over the last 5 years. A lot of teams, including a football team, would love to have that kind of success and go a few rounds and get to a finals and get to the Super Bowl or get to a championship round like the Heat have in 2 of the last 5 years, including the Eastern Conference Finals, where Jimmy miss the shot to tie or win, Woody? I can't even remember.
I think it was to win. I think he took a 3, right?
It was a 3.
It was a 3. I think he just settled on the 3 to try to win it. Remember, they were really tired. Kind of a grind-out game. I think he settled on the 3 to try to win.
Yeah.
If my memory serves correct.
He did go for the win in that one.
Either way, though, man, the fans are sounding very piggish with this team right now. They've been competitive for – Joe, they're competitive every year. I know last year, the playoffs didn't go well, and if they fell short, all that stuff. But
so the other part of this, man, like, is some of the teams have made some moves. There wasn't a lot of overall, a lot of free agents in this thing. But
the Sixers keep making moves. The Sixers are going to be really good. The Celtics, are going to be good.
Knicks jumped on it early.
You love the Knicks for some reason. So there's going to be a lot of good teams. Look, the Heat, when you want to put them in that 6 or 7 spot, that's very fair. I know that's what you said a lot of these things you've seen are doing. That's very fair, right?
Well, their thing has got to be to stay out of those 7 and 8 spots. Yeah, playing is just
– I don't know how they avoid that, though, man. Again, unless Jimmy comes back and Jimmy wants to play 70-something games and play his ass off all season, then certainly that's a possibility. I just don't know that that's realistic.
It is amazing that we just sit here and go, well, it's really up to what Jimmy Butler wants to look like this year when he comes back, and looking at not just the playoffs and being playoff Jimmy, which is cool because, you know, his numbers go way up, and he goes, all right, it's playoff time. And now the team's going, that's great, but if we're in a 7 or 8 spot, it's not great because we're going to have to play 9 and 10 for these playoffs, and we've lost now 2 years in a row. We've lost the first one of those play-in games. And the first year we had the nice run and got to the finals against Denver. Second year didn't go so well, and we were injured and banged up on top of it. But it's so much more. It's got to be Tyler Hero.
It's not really, though.
It is.
It's not, though, John. Here's the other thing. I can't.
Why do you give Tyler Hero the biggest scholarship in the friggin' world? Why? Why do you do it?
I just think Tyler Hero would be, I think he'd be a good sixth man, but he's showed you what he's all about in the playoffs, man. He's a decent role player. That's all he is. But Jimmy Butler is a star, and I hope that he comes back, you know, hearing all this stuff and comes back motivated. It certainly doesn't seem like he's hearing any of it.
Well, I don't know what he's
hearing. You can follow him on social media, and you can see he seems like he's doing just fine out there.
Well, he's getting away from basketball. He's got to get, you know,
I saw he posted he was shooting hoops the other day for the first time in a little while, it looked like. But he should hear all this stuff. I mean, he is human after all, right? He should hear all of this stuff. You would think between the Celtics celebrating down here, Pat Riley calling him out, fans are clearly pissed. Like, you would think some of this would light a fire under his ass.
I mean,
it has to.
By the way, people celebrating down here.
It would bother me.
Doesn't bother me. I don't know why it bothers you. What, are you out in the clubs and see him or something? I think it bothered
every Heat fan.
That teams are going to start coming down here?
I don't think teams do that. I think the Celtics did that.
Remember when the Giants came down here? The New York Giants came down here, guys.
Was that, you talking about the boat thing?
Yeah.
That was like, they was in the playoffs. They lost the next week.
Does it? Who cares? Who cares if they come down?
I'm just telling you, I think if
why do fans care? Does it bother them?
First of all, Boston was talking about the Heat the whole time anyway. But secondly, for them to come down here and celebrate in your city, when Boston, I'm sure, has plenty of facilities they could have figured out a place to throw a party.
Oh, God.
So for them to jump a flight and come down here, yeah, that would piss you off.
Okay.
As your chief rival? You want the Knicks? If the Knicks win, you want them to come down here too?
They're going to come down here.
No, they're not.
They're all going to come
down here.
At some point when the season's over,
they're all coming down.
But
those
you don't have
guys
a problem
were on
with
a
that.
Plane before the champagne dried, man. Like they were on a plane the next day, running around your city.
That
should bother you.
I don't really care. Don't really care. There's a reason.
I think everyone just does that.
Yeah. I could care less. Win. Just win. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing. Just win. Just win games.
I'm trying to find ways to motivate Jimmy.
Jeez.
That's all we're doing here, man.
I think you're trying to get in somebody's head that's impossible to get inside of if you're trying to figure out Jimmy
Butler. He's one of the weirdest athletes we've ever had down here.
He's a little different.
And not in like a Brandon Marshall type of way, but he's one of the more unusual athletes we've had, right?
No, I don't think it's a mental health thing, no.
No, no.
That's kind of what you're saying. Yeah.
Like, Brandon Marshall was just an awful human being, but like, Jimmy is just, and Brandon was the same way, like, you just couldn't like, and crack these guys. Jimmy's a strange dude, though.
Right. Somehow we got with Jimmy, and you went to Brandon Marshall.
I'm just thinking of the weirdest guys we've ever had down here. Jimmy's an unusual dude. I like him. I'm a fan of Jimmy. You know that.
You know, it's it is a good thing you go from this show and go home to your kids and then come back here and you don't get out and about. It really is.
Why, are you going to see Brandon Marshall today?
No, I did run into him, though.
Did you?
I just started laughing. I did.
Were you nice to him?
I got my blood test done.
Were you nice to him when you saw him?
He was. Have you noticed he's just kind of disappeared? Anybody?
Well, yeah, because I think he's bankrupt.
I wonder how.
Didn't he destroy that podcast and end
up going
bankrupt?
How do you think he feels, though, that he told those guys, hey, I'm going in a different direction. You guys are done. And they go, okay, we're going to go out and make a ton of money, and you're not.
No, Brandon sure showed them.
Ooh, boy, did he. All right, hey, listen, we've got to go to break here, Woody. God, we're running late. I have got a lot of stuff to get to here as we continue on here on a Monday. Want to take a second before we hit the 7 o'clock hour, and boy, it's right here. Chev, the CEO of Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. Well, I'll tell you what, I just call them Loctite, and Loctite is special, and they're ready to take great care of you, man. Got some great deals. Hurricane season is officially here. We got the first one flying around over there in Texas right now, destroying some islands. Man, just protect your home. All we have to really do is protect our homes, man. And if you don't have Impact Windows and Doors, and if you have a roof that's probably not strong enough and you know it, call the good folks at Loctite. They'll take great care of you. They got some great programs for you. 100% financing, zero down. Impact Windows and Roofing, no interest, no payments for a year. They do it all. And by the way, just great people working there. Tile, shingle, metal flat, whatever kind of roof you're looking for. Getting those windows in. You've been talking about that. You can Impact Windows as low as $6 per month per window installed. Man, don't wait for the storm. Don't wait. Get it done. They're making it real affordable for you right now with great people, very competitive prices, using the best material to make sure you are taken care of and do it quickly. Covering all of South Florida, Dave Broward and Palm Beach County, Loctite takes care of all the permits, HOA approvals. You don't have to worry about any of that, and it can be a pain to get through, man. If you got one of those crazy HOAs out there, you don't have to worry about it. They'll take care of everything. Hey, call them now, 954-500-LOCK. Have them come take a look and tell you what they can do for you. That's 954-500-LOCK, 954-500-LOCK. Loctite, ready to help you. Chev and the gang over there, give them a call today.